Hello, everyone, and welcome to Impact Dad, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I'm so excited today to be here with one of my gals, Ms. Tiffany Tatum, who is an amazing PAS specialist here in the district. So before we get started, I'm going to let Tiffany introduce herself to you guys. Ms. Tiffany, tell everybody who you are.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Tiffany Marie Tatum, and I am one of four prevention and safe school specialists here in ALEAF ISD, where we essentially do all of the teacher coaching and support and trainings and classroom management and relationship building. We also do a lot of work with the ALEAF Girls and Boys Clubs, as well as interactions, restorative practices, and all of those good things that help create that meaningful relationship side of the student success poster.
That's a lot. That is a lot. So, Ms. Tiffany, how long have you been in ALEAF? Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got here?
Sure. So, my husband and I are both educators, born and raised in Michigan. Spent the first 13, 14 years of my teaching career in Michigan. In fact, my very first teaching job was as a GED instructor at a maximum security level 5 prison. Yeah, where my inmates were ages 14 to 19 males, and they were all incarcerated for anything that you could think of that an adult male would be incarcerated for. In fact, it's nearly 30 years later, and many of them are still incarcerated because they had upwards of 25, 30 years, some even had life. And so that's kind of where I built my knack for classroom management and decided that once I had my own public school classroom, that I would make sure that it was a safe place for kids. And yes. So fast forward about maybe three, four years into my career, I moved to a different city in Michigan where I met and eventually married my husband, taught there for a while, and we decided we wanted to move out of Michigan because the economy was bad. And so we moved to West Palm Beach, Florida, where we taught for 2 years and then set our eyes on Houston, Texas. And so we ended up here. This was year 11, I think, in July.
Okay.
I've been in ALEAF ISD the entire time. My husband has bounced around a little bit trying to get closer to home. But I've been here in ALEAF, started as an English 1 retake teacher.
I can tell.
Hastings High School. I love that job. I had the task of, the ninth grade centers are 1 year buildings physically. Mm-hmm. You can only go there 1 year. So any of the students who had not passed their English 1, I had the opportunity to help them get their English 1 credit. And then some of them also had the added addendum that they hadn't passed their English 1 or English 2 star.
Okay.
And so I had to prep them for that. And I did that for 2 years before going across the parking lot to Hastings Ninth Grade Center, where I was an English content specialist for 4 years. And then this opportunity opened up.
Yes.
So here I am, been doing this. The end of this year will be year 7 in this role.
Wow, that's a lot, which is great because we love to hear about how our educators came to be in this district because everyone comes from various backgrounds, right?
Absolutely.
So when I met you, it was actually for the breast cancer event. So, which, of course, as a breast cancer survivor, is something that's very just, near and dear to my heart. Of course, having people in my family who have, some have passed on and others, of course, are survivors and thrivers. So can you tell our audience about it? Because this year, even though I've only been here for 3 years, to me, it seemed like one of the biggest ones. It gets bigger and better. So, tell everybody about that. How did you come to do that?
Sure. Well, your observation is correct. This year was very big.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, larger than any of them have been. This was year 4.
Okay.
This idea came to me. So long story, very short, I'm adopted, but I do know that one of my biological aunts on my paternal side passed away from breast cancer. And I'm an October baby.
Okay.
And so one of my goals for years was to participate like in the Coleman breast cancer walk or some big breast cancer walk, right? And so fast forward a couple of years ago to Dr. Marshall, who's my supervisor, asking me to lead the district-wide girls clubs and just put them all under one umbrella.
Yes.
And so I thought, what better way to serve girls than to introduce them to philanthropy?
Yes.
And so, sometimes you have to create what you want to be a part
of. That's right. Yeah.
And so I wanted to be a part of a breast cancer walk for so long. I said, let me rally these ladies and these girls and see if we can do something for breast cancer. And so that's where the idea was born, and it's grown.
Yes.
It's grown, and I'm hoping that it just continues to grow.
Yes.
I have not been able to beat my mark of a little more than $5,000, but hey, maybe next year. Next year will be year five.
Yeah.
So, but in the last 4 years, we've donated $20,000+ dollars to the Rose Bus.
That is wonderful.
Which is a partner with ALEF ISD.
Okay, and if most people are passing by ALEF ISD, they're passing by Crum State, and they probably see the Rose Bus, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't know like what it is and what it does. Can you tell our audience a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So the Rose Bus is a mobile mammography bus.
Oh, that's
and
a lot.
And what they do is they come into our district as a partnership
in
that women who would probably otherwise not take the time or make the time to go have an annual mammogram done, they can literally schedule an appointment during their work hours, leave their campus or department, come and have their mammogram done, and then go back to work. And the other beauty of it, I feel this slipping, the other beauty of it is that they offer the 3D mammogram.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I'm told, is a game changer.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember years ago, one of my former colleagues here in the district, she found out that she had breast cancer and they were able to catch it. But I remember her telling us that they said the only reason they caught it was because of the 3D.
Wow.
Because it was so far back. And so that just kind of lit a fire in me. And so, you know, that's kind of where the idea was born, and I just couldn't think of a better organization to donate the money to.
Yes, yes. This is the first time that I've seen the bus, of course, since I've been here in ALEF, and I was like, what a blessing it is, you know, to have something like that here in the district available for people, because it's necessary to have that preventive care. You know, preventive really saves the lives. At least I know it did that for me. I had annual mammograms, and that's how I found out that I had stage one breast cancer. So I know having accessibility is what saves lives. So that's wonderful. I'm glad that, you know, we continue to have that partnership here in the district. So when we talk about, you know, these ideas that come to your mind, Ms. Tiffany, we're going to talk about these amazing shirts that everybody sees. Yay. Hopefully, maybe we might be able to sell some. We don't know.
Yes.
So gals and gowns. So when I mentioned, this is my gal. This is what we're talking about here as it relates to gals and gowns. So can you tell our audience about this amazing, amazing, you know, just venture that we're getting ready to go into?
Okay. So for some reason, I'm a philanthropist at heart.
Okay.
However, my pocketbook does not match the level of philanthropy that I seek to be a part of. Nevertheless, I start small and I start with these ideas. So I have had over the last couple of years this idea to create a scholarship gala.
Okay.
And initially in my head, it started out as a Christmas ball. Most of the Fortune 500 companies have these big annual.
Yeah.
And I'm always just envious of my friends that are going. So actually, if this is a funny story, maybe 9 years ago, I sent in, it's way back when ALEF had Let's Talk.
Yes.
I sent in the Christmas gala as an idea and it was denied.
Oh, no.
they didn't say that. They just sent me that generic response and we'll get back with you, which basically means no. So I'm like, okay. So I stewed on it for a few more years. And a couple of years ago, I got the idea. My daughter and I, for the last 3 years, have been doing an annual Galentine's ball.
Oh, okay.
And I, you know, it's become really important to her, which is important to me because she's still a teenager.
Right.
And so we gather several of our dear friends and we decide what we're going to bring to exchange as a gift, and everybody walks away with something, being gifted with something.
Okay.
And so I thought to myself, how can I make this more meaningful? How can I make this more large scale? And so I kind of stewed on it for about a year. I talked to Dr. Marshall about it. I just couldn't seem to get it together.
Okay.
But I was sitting in an IOT meeting one month, and I realized why I couldn't get it together.
Okay.
So it was Dr. Alvia Baldwin, who is the director of counseling.
Yes, we love you, Dr. Baldwin.
We do love you. And she was up presenting about her guidance and counseling in conjunction with McKinney Vento. They have a program called the Promise Program.
Okay.
And so essentially what the Promise Program is they provide, they create, literally, they turn this classroom into like a fine shopping experience for students. And any students that are in need for prom can come and find any and everything that they need for prom. And I think that the target audience is probably the homeless students or the students, you know, who are in need. Nevertheless, it's open and available to kids. And I just thought, how could I help with that?
Right, right.
And so I talked to her about my idea of having this scholarship gala. And what I want to do with all of the money raised is I want to take the money and I want to fund the entire senior year of an upcoming graduating senior who lives in an unconventional parenting situation. Okay. So it could be they've lost a parent. It could be that they are in foster care. It could be that they are homeless. It could be any unconventional living situation.
Couch surfing, all of those things.
Absolutely. Okay. But they are graduating.
Okay.
And so when I say support them and undergird them during their entire senior year, what I mean is we want to pay for everything that they want to participate in.
Oh.
Prom, graduation pictures, cap and gown, senior dues,
project graduation, class trip.
Everything that their parents or they're in a traditional family would be able to do for them. And so that's what we're going to do with the money. If we raise enough money, we would
love
to do.
Not if we will, though, right?
Okay, we will.
We're going to claim that.
Potentially two students.
Okay.
Potentially too soon. So the event itself is Gals and Gowns. Gals is an acronym for Giving Adolescents Love and Support.
I love that.
And so this is going to be the Galentine's Ball of all Galentine's balls. It is for women.
Yeah.
So sorry, guys. You can buy someone a ticket, though, and donate it. But it's for women. And we are going to have food. We are going to have fellowship. We are going to have friendship. But most of all, we are going to support scholarship.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that is the purpose. That is the design. The event will take place Saturday, February 7th at Signature Manor right across from Taylor High School.
All right.
And it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
And in just a few days, our registration will go live.
Okay.
On
yes.
School Cash Online.
Yes.
So we're excited.
Yes. I mean, that's a lot. And that, you know, when we think about our students, right? And not just necessarily, of course, here in A-Leaf, but just in general, that we understand that life situations happen that our kids don't have control over, but they are so just gung-ho about making sure that they come and they want to get their education. And they really just want to seem like everyone else, right? They don't want people to know that their home life may not be as secure or stable as someone else's. So this scholarship, and again, we say, we know for sure we're going to get one. We're going to talk about potentially two. Will just really help these students with their self-esteem and let them feel as if they truly are a part, you know, of the experience, because kids want that. They want to feel like a sense of belonging, right? And this is something that, as you said, as an adoptee, I'm an adoptee myself, so I, you know, I totally get it. Our kids are just coming from different backgrounds. And sometimes even if they're living with a grandparent, you know, this may be someone that may not be of working age any longer, and they only have just not enough income to do everything that they want to do. So this will definitely be something that we know will be so beneficial for them. We know that we want it to grow and grow and grow from 1 to 2 to 5 to 10. Like, we can see, you know, the future, which is wonderful about all these different, you know, events that you talk about, because we know that it's really with, you know, the children in mind, because you think about, you know, your own personal experience growing up. And I'm sure, as you said, with the young men that you were working with when you first started in the educational field to when you started teaching in Florida and here and so on and so forth, all of the children simply just want to feel a sense of belonging.
Absolutely. You know, these kids are me.
That's right. Oh,
they are me. They they represent everything. That demographic of student represents everything that I went through as a kid. And so I think that my heart is just to create for kids what was never available to me. And so that's what I endeavor to do when I have these ideas, is just to, you know, create something that they can be proud of, create a system or a support world where they will feel like you said, they belong. And that's just the goal at the end of the day. It's about the people, and it's about the kids, and it's about making them feel empowered.
Yes.
That's what we seek to do.
I love that. Everything you do is from a servant's heart. So we, of course, as you said, we'll be going live with the link for everyone to be able to contribute. Again, you don't have to be employed in A-Leaf ISD to be able to support this. We're putting this out to the community. Community, we want you, of course, to help support these kids, because, you know, it's cliche to say, you know, I believe the children are the future, but they are, right? Because we need them to be able to uplift our communities, to take us even further than probably the eye can see. And I know I firmly believe that this is going to be something that's that's definitely going to do that. I can't wait to just see how great it's going to be. I'm definitely going to be supporting as well. And I encourage everyone else to do that. Miss Tiffany, it's been, of course, an honor to sit here with you, friend, every time.
Thank you for having me. Of course. I appreciate you.
Of course. And again, this, you know, of course, breast cancer awareness and gals and gowns, these aren't the only ones that you do. I know you do hundreds. It feels like you do hundreds of different type of events. But if you haven't, I believe that they are coming, because you definitely are the person that can lead that charge.
Oh, so well, thank you so much.
So, of course, grateful to have you here on Impact Ed to talk about impact. So, everyone, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We want to make sure that whenever that link goes live, we want you to show up and show up and show up and show up for our kids. Support our babies. As always, please consider us. Make sure you follow us at www.aleafisd.net. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, X, YouTube, LinkedIn, all the things. And as always, I can't wait to see you again. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.